I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. Today I decided to pause my morning walk and record this episode by the ocean again. So I hope you enjoy the waves in the background. And during this stop on the walk, I took a moment to read from one of my favorite books, The Wa Wu Jing, The Unknown Teachings of Lao Tzu by Brian Walker. And this verse caught my attention, so I thought I would read it to you. This is verse 50. What good is it to spend your life accumulating material things? It isn't in keeping with the Tao. What benefit is conforming your behavior to someone else's conventions? It violates your nature and dissipates your energy. Why separate your spiritual life and your practical life? To an integral being, there is no such distinction. Live simply and virtuously, true to your nature, drawing no line between what is spiritual and what is not. Ignore time. Relinquish ideas and concepts. Embrace the oneness. This is the integral way. And from that verse, the line that really stood out today was ignore time. And so I'd like to just explore that idea with you today. And when I think about ignoring time, I'm reminded that sometimes we feel an urgency that is related to the concept of time. The thought, I don't have enough time, or it's too late, or I won't be on time. All of these concepts around time cause a lot of stress in our lives, or can cause a lot of stress. And so ignoring time, to me, can only happen by living completely and firmly in the present moment. And when we are completely present in and as this moment, when we are here now, focusing only on what is around us and what is felt within, there arises an awareness that there's only one thing to do at a time. The present moment, the current moment, only always demands attention to one item. There can only be one thing that is most important. And when you attend to that one thing, naturally and spontaneously, the next right thing arises. And as you mindfully give your attention to that next thing, you complete all that you must do without attention to the concept of time. There's only this now moment. And it does not mean that you can never plan ahead or think about your schedule or what you have in front of you for the day. This is not that. It's encouragement to live in the now moment, to not live the stress of those future moments in this moment of now. Because what happens when we get too swept away by all of the things that we have to do, we are living in the future. In other words, our attention is not on the present moment. Our present moment has turned into an awareness and an attention on what we must do in future moments. And so we never live. We're never appreciating and enjoying the moment of now. And that is most beautifully lived with extreme gratitude. a beautiful practice is to return your attention to the present moment and be thankful for at least one thing that is in your present experience. It could be your health, your freedom of movement, your nimble mind, your freedom to take a break, take a nap, go for a walk, call a friend, the opportunity to experience the moment with full love. This all happens with gratitude. And so ignoring time is very much about enjoying the present. I remember I saw an interview of the incredibly talented musician Prince. And Prince was asked during an interview how old he was. And he said, "I don't count birthdays, therefore I do not age." And I really love that. I love that concept that through counting the years of our birth, we create this concept of age. We turn our infinite beingness into this finite categorization through a number, through an age. And present moment living, present moment awareness, living mindfully, is saying we have only this moment of now. How can we enjoy that as much as possible? How can we love as much as possible? How can we appreciate this moment? How can we be at peace in this moment? And peace to me is a decision. To say I choose peace in this moment means that peace is the most important thing. And so anything that does not represent peace naturally falls away. And we can do this through our attention, through our awareness, through our mindfulness. This is our great opportunity. And through ignoring time, we are reminded to be here now with gratitude, with love. As free beings. Just had a dog run up to me here. And freedom is, of course, what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.